Bahraini authorities stripped 31 activists of their citizenship rights. Two former members of parliament and the son of a prominent activist serving a life sentence are on the list. They've been accused of undermining state security. The opposition says the activists have been targeted even though a military court had previously acquitted them. The decision comes in the wake of a recent ban on all protests in Bahrain. The opposition says the recent escalation of the crackdown shows the regime's efforts to suppress the uprising have failed. Saudi Arabia has deployed forces to crush protests in Bahrain. Scores of people have been killed and hundreds arrested since February last year. Well, we're now joined by Bahraini political activist, Mr. Saeed Al-Shahabi, who's with us from London. Mr. Shahabi is also one of the names on the list who has had his Bahraini citizenship rights revoked. Sir, welcome to the program. What do you think the Bahraini regime is trying to achieve by going to such measures?
Thank you very much. I think it is a sign of desperation by the regime. It is clear now that the regime has failed with the support of the Saudi army to crush the revolution, and that it went last month or earlier this month, they signed an agreement with defense agreement with Britain that would also bolster their security. So the regime is desperate. It knows that it has no chance of winning this the situation, and that the revolution is about to succeed. It will succeed at the end, and these are just desperate measures here and there to stop the protest, to ban the use of Twitter, to arrest the human rights activists, and now to revoke the citizenship of natives. This is, of course, contrary to Article 15.2 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, that does not allow any government to withdraw the citizenship of its citizens.
Mr. Al-Shahabi, please elaborate on the broader ramifications of these actions. Do you think that these measures will be successful in quelling the pro-democracy aspirations of the Bahraini people?
If anything, these measures will only make the people more resolute in their demands. It is clear that this regime cannot be reformed. Whatever is done to it, it cannot improve its human rights records. It cannot rule with a degree of civility. So the only thing this regime can do is to destroy and demolish mosques, to arrest the human rights activists, to torture people to death, to exercise extrajudicial killing, and then to revoke citizenship of people. I think these are signs of despair, not signs of strength or power. And I think those who are supporting the regime must re-examine their strategy and change their track of supporting a dictatorial regime that has failed all the tests of civility.
Bahrain political activist from London, Mr. Saeed Al-Shahabi, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.